The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Maybe I could tell, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carving off? Maybe I could tell, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carving off? Y'all clowning and skylarking with the power over here. Always blaming little bit of lightning with a little splash, a little rain. People carrying bus off for hours. This is pure nonsense. Y'all cheating us out of sufficient power, but still will not give us a full bill. PPL could tell, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carrying off? PPL could tell, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carrying off? Don't want to hydro, don't want to solar. Y'all want just dollar. Why? Had people back up all over the beach, ready to cuss y'all behind. What's the sense in paying your bill when it off most of the time? We might as well go back to kerosene oil or just use candlelight. PPL could kill, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carving off? PPL could kill, must see one blood. Why y'all keep cutting people carving off?
Carving off. PPL had the current. People pack up by the beach cause then check the brake, it's still off, man.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I'm a little sad this morning, a little subdued, right? Because I just got the news, and maybe this will sort of explain why the wait. So a listener, an avid listener, in fact, a sponsor of a competition on the show, my cousin, Uncle Dennis from Crooked Island, shared with me this morning that another listener and regular caller passed away. And so Uncle Dennis asked me to share condolences from the equipment operator community, from Palmtown Garden and Talk Radio, for his contributions, you know, from the family of Muff Roll. And listen, the way this text came in, you call him Mouth Road, right? And y'all may have noticed by now, it's not that I have a hearing problem, right? It's just sometimes I hear the potential of things as opposed to the actuality of things. And so when he said mouth, I got a sense of who he was talking about right away, right? Like, it's something about being in this space. It's not just that you have to hold things for people. It's that people give you things to hold for them. And so to the family of Muff Roll, to the listeners who waited to hear his voice or knew that when he was speaking, he's going to speak some sense to the matter. At the Guardian, at On the Clock, we say condolences to the family, the colleagues, the friends, the loved ones of Mr. Muff Roll. And to Uncle Dennis, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. Kermit, at some point, I want you to play. He says, all the brothers and sisters, and all of the heavy equipment operators and workers all over this country send condolences, along with Dennis Bethel, Uncle Dennis. It's not the way I like to start a show, however, at the same time, to see community come together to ensure that someone is remembered is the way I like to start the show. We're going to move on to the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaks Field, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter August 12th. Drawing August 14th. So stay tuned to all Guardian Radio and Guardian newspaper platforms. I see I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. And you know, I want to get out your hair early before you even start your topic. But the sad news hit us. And that's why I told you, I always express something to you all the time about callers, about producers, about talk show hosts, that these radio waves will open up for all of us Bahamians. Some of us have different views and different ways of expressing different things, but we all got to work together because we are all Bahamians. Some talk show hosts don't like Sparky. Some producers don't like Sparky. I go around this island and every place I go, gas station, supermarket, you know it because it happens to you. As soon as you open your mouth, you don't know these people. Hey, Sparky, I know that voice. Mm-hmm. I tell them, I say, I got 9.2 million fans around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Some like me, some hate me, some just go along with me. I have my way of expressing myself. That's why I tell talk show hosts and producers and so forth, when I call, we're not taking your call today. This one don't want to hear from you today. I say, hold on, man. These are the same people that one day you might wake up and hear somebody call and say, you heard Sparky gone last night? Then everybody's sad because Sparky gone. We need to give everybody a chance to voice their opinion. As long as we don't be obscene, discredit anybody, cause the station or the talk show host any problem, any lawsuits and everything. Talk show hosts, you all got to listen, man. You might not like me, but you don't have all the answers. Let somebody express themselves sometime and stop telling producers to tell them, I don't want Sparky to call into my show. It's not fair. Have a great day.
Have a good day, Sparky. Have a good day. Surely talk radio has changed the landscape, the face of the Bahamas, the way that we live, without a doubt, right? And for me, the talk show is a great space for people to express themselves, but more important, to contribute to the national conversation, right? And here's the question for today. We are 2 days away from Independence. Tomorrow night, activities begin on the park, right? So the questions for today, what does independence mean to you and why? What does independence mean to you and why? Listen, guys, it's summer break, right? The children are on summer break. And last night, I was thinking about this question, what does independence mean to you and why? I asked the question to y'all because when I asked the question to myself, I think I got a real answer, right? I've said over and over again, I had the fortune to be adopted by the Methodist Church. Now, I'm an Anglican, and as Father Joaquin reminds me regularly, you're born Anglican, you're gonna die an Anglican, right? But I got adopted by the Methodist Church. I say good morning to my Aunt Audrey, my Aunt Cheryl Carey, my Aunt Kenris Carey, all of them, Uncle Reg, even Uncle Sean. And I spent from the age of 5 to 18 going to summer camp every summer. At summer camp, we would have summer camp like the last week in June and going into the July, right? So the last week of June going into the first week of July, but it was always organized so that there was a ring independence. And so as a part of the camp, as a camper, and then as a camp counselor, independence was always a big thing. As a camper, you had to prepare to participate in the independence celebration. It was only us. And we had to make it something special as campers, but then as counselors for the kids. That's perhaps one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. Because now, last night I asked the question, right? If independence is in the summer, how do children celebrate and commemorate the event, especially if their parents don't, right? And it led me to think, well, Bahamians don't really celebrate independence. We don't. And I think one of the reasons why is because we've never truly been shown how to celebrate independence, right? Like, school is about education. It's not just about teaching kids things. It's specifically about teaching kids how to learn, right? And one of the things we teach kids about is national symbols, national events, important national moments, right? But if independence takes place in the summer when schools are closed, how are young people in the country learn about independence? And I thought, well, for the parents, many Bahamians do not celebrate independence because it has become a purely political exercise, right? It appears as if only really political parties organize events for independence. I mean, you can say, well, it's the government, Aaron. It's not really a political party. But I'm going to ask you, is it really the government that's organizing independence, or is it a political party? Here's what I mean. We are monarchical, so that's like a monarchy, democracy, right? We may have a state religion because the monarchy part, right, comes from the British Crown. And the religion of the British Crown, we call it Anglicanism for the sake of ease, right? So, like, technically, the religion of the state is Anglican. But our Constitution gives us freedom of association, the right to freedom of conscience, and the right to freedom of expression, right? When composed together, constitute a right of, like, freedom of religion and freedom from religion. Right? And so, if it were truly a governmental, a national exercise, then it would reflect the true nature of the nation, which is we are not a Christian nation. And plenty of people could get upset with me for saying that. And they'd be like, well, Aaron, you of all people can't say that. But A.D. Hanna could say it. Arthur Folks could say it. Orville Turnquest could say it. The leaders of the country, the governors that understood governance could say it. But every year, like this year, we're going to have an ecumenical service. What they really mean is we're going to have a Christian service, but we're not even really truly going to ensure full representation of all of the Christian denominations in the country. When in fact, we should be having an interfaith service that enables equal and equitable access to all of the religious groupings in the country. Can't really be a national event if you don't recognize the principles that hold up the nation. And we continue to leave so many people on the outside of this celebration purely by how we plan it or define it. See, to continue after decades to only have Christian religious leaders on the table is a pandering to a voting base. You don't want to upset them. when in your heart and in your cabinet manual and in your House of Assembly manuals, you know that this is not a Christian nation in the sense you wish to represent it. So what does independence mean to you and why? And if independence is in the summer, how do you celebrate and commemorate independence with your children? Now, I just realized there is another element involved, right? So we can't rely on the church for proper representation of national principles. And we can't rely on governments because essentially they are political parties, right? Let's say we could be the government, we could do what we want. But then there's Junkanoo. Then there's Junkanoo. Is Junkanoo still a space where young people could go to understand what independence means to the Bahamas? Now, Junkanoo got very political for a while there. Almost as if people thought it was a mini empire for them to rule over, right? But I think Junkanoo is still a space devoid of national politics where young people could understand what independence means to the country. I got a caller there. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, my niece.
Morning, sir.
Here in Green.
Yes, sir.
We all are in a solemn feeling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, let me say on behalf of the Member of Parliament for the Bamboutown constituency,
yes, sir,
where Muff Rule resides.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm authorized enough to send condolence on her behalf and the people of Bamboutown.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, Muff Rule, you're a talk show host that both of us used to call a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever notice it, but sometime I wait for him to call to rebut him.
Yeah.
Then sometime he'll wait for me to call to rebut me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we had our thing going, and a lot of people thought that we were enemies, but Muff Rule live on the western side of Jones Heights. I live on the eastern side of Jones Heights.
Okay.
And if me and Muff Rule were to meet at Porky's service station,
mm-hmm.
Muff Rule would never, Miss Green, if his son was, could hear us, he'll call in and approve this.
Mm-hmm.
Muff Rule would never let me leave Porky's gas station without buying me a white malt or water.
Uh-huh.
Never. Now, mind you, we could have just come off the radio a couple of minutes ago, robbing each other, you know.
Yeah.
But that was him. Mm-hmm. Muff Rule reminds me of that same papa from Nassau Village.
Yeah.
If you don't know them, you'll have a different glare on them in life. But when you talk about nice people,
mm-hmm.
In person, that Papa is a nice young man, and I want to say this while he's alive. I know he's listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Papa's different in person than on the radio row and making noise. He's very humble.
Man, listen,
humble young. Same thing with Muff Rule. But let me tell you with Muff Rule.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Two things about Muff Rule. One, he wasn't no PLP fan, and he wasn't no F&M fan.
Mm-hmm.
Muff Rule always believed in third party.
Mm-hmm.
From the DNA to the COI, and if Muff Rule had a point,
mm-hmm.
and he believed he was right, well, you can change your mind.
Couldn't get him off that hill.
He's holding on that.
Yeah.
He holding on that like you in the ocean holding on a blank.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't letting that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to his son, man, we grieve with you, my friend.
Yes,
we
sir.
Grieve with you, and to the whole, and now when we start paving in Jones Heights again, then we pave Emmanuel Drive. Mm-hmm. We got the right Muff Rule name in the road.
I hear you.
Because he fight for that.
I got you. Yes, sir.
He fight for that. Muff Rule was a community builder.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get some more people call.
Absolutely.
You know, but he being in YB over the phone, we would row over talk shows.
Yeah.
But in person, the person who's taking me around, say, man, I can't be the same Muff Rule who just row you out. I say, yeah, but that, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't mind
you
that.
We have this point, and I have my point.
Yeah.
You know, both of us are strong-headed, so.
Absolutely.
You know,
like, a lot of people see the radio show as a space that could be used for a formalized debate, right? I appreciate it. When I was just a caller, I would really appreciate when, if I called or texted, made a contribution, if other callers responded to it, right? And I, for me, and sort of to what Sparky is saying, that's one of the spaces, right?
But Ms. Green,
that the radio provides.
Allow me to say that.
Yes, sir.
If 100 people were to call your show, about 8 or 9 of them ever met Muff Rule in person.
Okay.
They just gravitate to him over the phone.
I got you.
He has a radio voice. Man, you have people like Muff Rule. You have people like 52. Mm-hmm. You have people like C. Allen Johnson. Then they call the talk show. People stop whatever they're doing to listen to them.
Hear what they have to say.
Yeah, you have some people who just grab attention.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, but it's not, sometimes I don't really agree with everything they say. But I am one of those who sit down to listen to what they have to say because a lot of times they make sense.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's how you say it. Sometimes how you say it is more important than whether I agree with what you're saying or not.
Everybody has their own right to agree and disagree.
Yes, sir.
We all gonna agree and disagree.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But you say what you have to say.
Absolutely.
And in closing, Sparky, we gonna honor your mummy. Please, y'all Junkunu people, somebody please honor Miss Fountain. But just for Sparky, please honor Sparky Mummy.
And
she's the first sponsor of the Wally Boys. Honor Sparky Mummy, please.
Uncle, y'all in Bamboo Town, listen, ask your MP if y'all could petition to for an extension for the National Honors nominations. See if you could get Muff Rule, and if not this year, for next year's National Honors.
And this is public knowledge. She is traveling on behalf of the Bahamas government.
Okay.
When she gets back, I'm supposed to be having a briefing with her.
And you'll
we in Bamboo Town, we got to do something for Muff Rule.
Absolutely.
We got to do something. This PLP and FNM and COI thing, that's finished now.
Absolutely.
We in Bamboo Town. We don't have PLP meeting no more, you know. We have the
Bamboo Town constituency meeting
branch
now.
Meeting.
That's lovely.
So that means everybody comes.
That's great.
And we're going to do something. Leave it to me. We're going to do something for Muff Rule.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. On behalf of On the Clock and the Guardian Radio family, we say thank you. Absolutely. Let's prep that caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? You there? You were there. You ain't there no more. Here's a text. It says, the Haitians try to distract us from celebrating Bahamian independence. What type of, look here, are you pitching a show for ZNS? First of all, how could Haitians stop you from celebrating Bahamian independence? Like, how could somebody stop you from being a Bahamian? Because the truth is, only a Bahamian could stop you from being a Bahamian, and they'd be in the government, right? And it'd take a long, I mean, it'd have to be a very, very serious case for that to happen. You could be like Rudy King, or you could be a big shot for that to happen. Haitians cannot distract you from celebrating your Bahamian independence. Now, some of y'all has let America stop y'all from celebrating your Bahamian because you want to celebrate July the 4th in your Independence Week. But Haitians? I mean, at the end of the day, without Haitians, There may have been no Bahamian independence at all, hey? 1804, Toussaint, Haitian Revolution, Black Jacobins. There's another text, Ms. Green. I will not celebrate independence until they give the last two costs of celebration. And you're right, we are not a Christian nation. Well, yeah, I think that we should boycott the whole thing. See, in the face of Mia Motley in Barbados sending out an international missive indicating that they're going to combine emancipation and independence celebrations because they ain't got no money. And the money that they do have, they need to spend it very, very carefully. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, we're waiting for the 50th Independence Expenditure Report, the 51st Independence Expenditure Report, the 52nd Independence Expenditure Report. We still waiting. Text, I feel you. I ain't gonna read it out loud, but I want you to know that I appreciate what I hear you, and you send plenty texts about it. I want you to know. I do, seriously. You know what else is happening in the Bahamas? I mean, like, when I say that, what we could be using the money on. Nearly 3,000 homes use outside toilets, slop buckets, or have no toilet shows. Nearly 3,000 homes use outside toilets, slop buckets, or have no toilets, data shows. According to the All Island Report of the 2022 Census of Population and Housing released by the Bahamas National Statistical Institution. That's a headline to ponder on as we walk into the 53rd Independence. I got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Okay, Ms. Green, excuse me a minute. Let me correct something the last caller said. Granny Fountain was not the first sponsor. A.B. Malcolm from Texaco Gas Station was the first sponsor. Granny was just his secretary that Gus Cooper and them went to ask Aunt Granny to get a sponsorship from Mr. Malcolm. She was the one that brought Gus Cooper the money to start the Wiley Voice. That's how it went. She facilitated the vibe. Right, that's how it went.
Okay, thank you. We can remember that. See, and that's, this space is so important. Like I say, the free press is our collective memory. And I'm going to ask all Bahamians, right, like, see the value. Like, if you ever thought to yourself, man, I don't know what I'm doing in this life. What's my purpose? Maybe your purpose is to hold the stories of those around you. So when they pass, if you are still alive, you can ensure that we all know who that person was, that they don't just pass on into anonymity. You know what I'm saying? And that is extremely, extremely valuable. Okay, I got you. So Texta asked me not to read something on it. It is an interesting question, and I could bring it up in a different context. Morning, Ms. Green. Did you see this fire in Bimini this morning? I didn't see the fire, but I saw the story about it, and I thought, yes, yesterday on the show, we talked about the House of Assembly Summer School. And one of the things that MPs can be doing in their constituencies now that they're on a 2.5 month break from the House, it's a positive thing, right? So now they have time to focus on constituency matters. One of the first things all MPs should be doing in a concerted effort, right? So there should be a protocol established for all constituencies where we create volunteer fire brigades in districts or communities within the constituency. We identify volunteer fire marshals whose job it is to move through the community and identify external issues that could contribute to a fire, cause a fire, or become an obstacle when trying to fight a fire. Identifying tools that residents would need to fight fires, things like pickaxes or what you call that, the crowbar, right? Things like that to open doors. Teaching people how a bucket brigade works. That's where you use buckets to tote water to the fire. All of these things are necessary, right? Like if at the state level, MPs cannot convince their executive colleagues, right? If the parliamentarians can't convince their executive to spend money on resources for fire equipment, like trucks in their communities, right? There's a standard for the number of fire trucks required per square mile. We're not even close to meeting that, right? If the state refuses to provide the resources necessary for your essential constituency and community needs, then it's incumbent that we organize ourselves and our MP to provide what it is that we need. I saw a picture, not the video, another devastating fire in Bimini may have been prevented, right? Or the devastation may have been prevented. The fire could have been put out earlier. right? If we had community fire, volunteer fire brigades. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How you do?
Yeah. I'll comment on Muffa's say about the land,
mm-hmm.
given the fact that, you know, a neighbor was lost in a fire. So I'll just comment on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And for what I've seen, you know, the firemen, they do a great job, but it is very painful to see what you're talking about. When we look at, in anticipation, when you arrive at a fire, someone could have a chain on the gate. You may need to breach the door. All of these things were lacking. Like I said, I had to lend him a monkey wrench. I had to get my pickaxe. All these different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I've said, a friend of mine who's a whistleblower who works at the hospital said that a company truck from the hospital is picking up some stuff from JBR, and an employee ran out there saying, no, they can't credit the stuff any longer. And I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to comment, I was trying to compose myself before I called you.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Muff from like I was in my early 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, him, and Kunta, and Donald, and Pope, all of them from Bamutan, et cetera. So, D and all that. So it's kind of painful.
Mm-hmm. I understand, 52.
Yeah, but he's an uplifter.
Mm-hmm.
He's always in a high spirit. So when I heard the news yesterday, I didn't even call Naughty.
Yeah.
Because I would have break down. So I appreciate what Julian said. But Muff is a great guy. He's an uplifter. You know,
mm-hmm.
he passed by the shop and climbed around. He's always, wiggle link.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss him, you know. Give thanks.
Give thanks, 52. Give thanks. Sometimes we don't know the space that people hold in the lives around us. Here's a text. It says, morning, Aaron. Did you speak about the gentleman that got punched by the senior police officer during the Bahamas versus the Bahamas international game at the gym? He was out of order and should be disciplined. I think I saw in today's paper an article about it. It may have been a news brief, you know, like a video news segment last night. I'm checking the Guardian again. That's where I saw it. The statement I saw said that the police are currently investigating said incident, right? And it, on second, right, review, it looked like an open hand slap. Here we go. Police probe viral video of officer slapping man. To the photographer. Wow. What a shot. Deputy Assistant Commissioner of Police Anthony Roll said the Royal Bahamas Police Force does not condone the conduct shown in a viral video that captures an officer slapping a man during the Bahamas national basketball team game on Monday night. ACP Roll confirmed that the incident is under investigation by the Complaints and Corruption Unit after the video triggered criticism online and raised questions about police use of force, especially during the international sporting event. It's not something that we condone, he said. Like I said, it's under investigation. In fairness to both parties, there's nothing much I could say or elaborate on at this time, but we are aware and it's being investigated by our Complaints and Corruption Unit, close quotes. We're going to go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Wait a minute. Yeah, the officer that slapped the guy, that was very unprofessional, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, right, I have a perfect job for him. We need to place him right by the six-leg roundabout.
Boy, no, I got a better place to put him.
So when they drive by, he could just slap them.
No, let's put him by the new bridge. Because the people coming off
bridge?
The people coming off of Church Street now, they turn in right on red in the middle of the light cycle. You know, sometimes you're a little late to the light, and you figure you could just slip through and Jesus wouldn't see you. But these
we need to put him on Prince Charles, too. We most definitely need to go on Prince Charles.
No, let me tell you.
He'll be very effective there.
Let me tell you where we're putting him, though. We're going to put him right at the Shirley Street Village Road intersection. Because let me tell you why. Yesterday, on my way to Village Road, in the left lane, with my turn signal on and my green light, I am preparing, right? I approach in the intersection, my turn signal's on, and I hear a police horn. Not a siren, but a police horn. I look up lights, but the police lights are attached to a vehicle that's sitting patiently in the northbound lane, right, on Village Road. So I keep proceeding, and then I see police lights on a truck. And as I turn, the truck is overtaking the northbound traffic in the southbound lane, and I almost run into the truck. And I say it like that because, you know, the police ain't going to say he run into me. He going to say I run into him, right? So cool. I prevent the accident that the police almost caused, right? Cool. So on my way back now, I am now in the northbound lane on Village Road, about to cross over Shirley Street to go to Montague. And I, the light turns green, and I enter the intersection. And what you think I'm looking at, Uncle? What you think I'm looking at? I'm looking at a car in the northbound lane facing me, next to all the cars in the southbound lane where they're supposed to be. That's not the best part, because accidents happen. Like, you could be on your phone when you turn in right and don't realize that you drove over the arrow that clearly indicates what lane you ain't supposed to be in, right? That has happened. It has happened when you break in the law, like it don't mean nothing. But the young lady in the vehicle decided that I am the person who's supposed to move my car to let her proceed onto Shirley Street from the wrong lane. It's me. I'm the person who's supposed to pick up my car and throw it back over onto Village Road so she could safely proceed. And she insisted she wasn't going to move her car.
And well, we admit that violence is appropriate when applied to the right areas.
No, that's why I say we could put the police there. Not me, the police.
Okay, my bad.
Picking up the car and throwing it in the bush, that's not violence. That's just parking it where it should be, in the bush. Because she shouldn't be driving a car anymore in life. Because here's my thing. If the police are constantly breaking the law on the road, should I expect regular and ordinary citizens to follow the law on the road? Or should I expect them to follow the police?
Well, Ms. Green, at this point, I think all of us retarded at this point when it comes to driving.
Okay, the people could say retarded is the most inappropriate word in this instance because you're putting a slur on people who have developmental challenges, right? And so we're going to say stupid people who willfully get behind the wheel every day and break the law. Those are the set that we need to deal with. We like to say it's the scrubby, ignorant young boys, them that don't want to learn nothing or do nothing, right? We like to say it's the illegal migrant that come here and know they shouldn't be on the road, but they on the road. But it's not. It's not. It is some of the finest members of our society, some of the most expert professionals, right? There's Indian people, Chinese people, Caucasian, European people, black people, Latin American people. And you know what irks me the most as we approach in this Independence Day? It's not that Bahamians who know the state of PMH would risk your life on the road regularly, knowing that they ain't going to do the right thing and say the right thing. It ain't that. It's when foreigners come to my town, whether they're here on a work permit, whether they're tourists, and they've been given access to a motor vehicle, in some instances, corporate and professional vehicles. And they on the road doing whatever they want, and they cussing me, a Bahamian citizen, as they trying to kill me on the road. And then what tops it off is that when you look to the police for help, and these young and old officers screwing up their face, like they're going to lock you up for daring to bother them. You know, those are the things as we approach independence on the heels of the most tragic traffic accident that we have had in perhaps modern history. And I mean motor traffic, not air traffic or marine traffic. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Blessings. Turn your radio down for me.
Yes, sir. Let's piggyback a tiny bit off what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I normally only hear you like sometimes, plenty times, but not all the time.
Yeah, I got you.
Your point is so relevant this morning. I just wanted to give you experience of mine, and it isn't relevant to the world. Mm-hmm. But I just had to tell a Chinese lady, like, I don't allow Bahamian women, black women, to talk to me any type of way. But I noticed that all these foreigners are so disrespectful and blatantly rude the behemoths now, like, it's horrible in the Bahamas. I kind of fear for my life, like, foreigners are taking over this country, and not just the brothers and sisters from his south. And then I was watching YouTube, and they said, like, the five worst places for a black person to visit. And China was in the top two.
Yeah.
And they are over here, like, just packing us. And I don't know, but I just like what you were saying, and I just wanted to...
to share that.
You know, because, yes, ma'am.
You know...
because it bothered me.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. Yesterday I asked the question, is the Bahamas a nation, which is a political construct, right?
Yes,
or are we a country, which is a social construct? Or are we a plantation, which is an economic construct, right? And sometimes
yes.
I feel like when foreigners come here, from tourists to foreign direct investors to...
expats. Yeah.
Expats to... right, because the difference is expats are of a lighter hue and they come for the from the north and they think they add value to your country, right?
Yeah.
And migrants, darker hue, typically come from the south and being in your country adds value to them, right? And
exactly.
They add value to your country.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that foreigners have been convinced that we are nothing but a plantation, an economic construct or mechanism, and that the value they assign to us as Bahamians is based on what we contribute to this economic construct, right? And many foreigners think that we are lazy and don't understand what we're supposed to be contributing to this plantation, this economic construct. And because of how they're positioned on the plantation, sometimes that comes off as a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to say concerning that is that I think that they have the right and the perception to believe that or be delusional enough to think that is because our leaders are not really leaders. Like they we don't have a like a credibility of life, or like they like everybody is better than they don't think of themselves as nothing. So they portray us as being nothing. Because I don't see from the young men to the young ladies, I go so off the wall a tiny bit, right? Like in America, even like the strippers, you see how they live in America? Like they are almost like prestigious workers.
Celebrities almost,
nice
yeah.
cars and stuff like that. But even our Bahamian ladies can't even be anything. You have the Cuban and the Jamaican and these foreign people in our country legally doing illegal stuff. And the Bahamian girls, even though it's sinful, God forbid, I don't want my Bahamian ladies to do none of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But even per se, like even the ladies are just disenfranchised. The young men can't work. The Chinese only hire Haitian.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of people out there hungry. And then what ends up happening is you get a working class set of young individuals trying to be progressive. Then you get a bunch of disenfranchised young Bahamian men and ladies that can't find their way. So what ends up happening is we end up in a war. And then you wonder, oh, why is all this killing happening? Why is it? Why is it only happening between Bahamians? Why are we killing one another? But it's just sad to see, and I hope the system, because I won't say this government.
Yeah, but
because none of them are different.
Yeah. Listen.
You know, and we really need a change in this Bahamas. Like, I ran in a store the other day, and like, I think I was the only Bahamian in there.
I hear you. Let me sort of frame it again for the people, because I really appreciate what you're talking about. It speaks to the question that I asked: are we a nation, a country, or a plantation, right?
Plantation.
A political construct, a social construct, or an economic construct. So at the beginning, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So when the cannabis conversation started and people threw out this potential, this possibility of decriminalization for recreational use, I had some advocates on, and then I got a call from a local professional who has spent the vast majority of their professional life working in the midst of the drug crisis and the HIV and AIDS crisis, right? And that professional was distraught at the conversation that we were having. And they said, listen, you cannot be having these conversations. It makes it seem like it's okay for people to consume cannabis. And I was kind of like, but in some instances, it's okay. Just, it's illegal here, so in no instance is it okay unless you get authorization. Fast forward now, and what the caller just said is, we can't be a country because nobody is paying attention to the soul of the country. That soul of the country, Nico Mikolas spoke to what Patty Glinton Mikolas would speak to, the soul of the nation. And I think that at least, that, so I'm young, 76, right? The drug era, post-HIV and AIDS crisis, and then let's fast forward to Dorian and the pandemic. Nobody has been tending to the soul of the country and the soul of Bahamians. That guy said so much that we need to explore, because it's not about hating foreigners. It's about understanding the impact of migrants, because expats are migrants. The impact of migrants on your people and the soul of your nation. We go into a break. Y'all hear what ghetto picnic sauce say, and why y'all didn't tell me I had the lyrics wrong? Say, I say, pack up my clothes, them. This song right here, boy, ghetto picnic sauce. What your government name is, man? We need to talk. We going to a break. We'll be right back.
There ain't no place like home. There ain't no place like home. There ain't no place like home. There ain't no place like home.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Game time.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. It's your passport. We enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Good yawning. Welcome back. Boy, when I hear that song, we go into the text line. It says, good morning, Aaron. Question, are the homes without toilet facilities part of a shanty town or structures built without approval? Well, listen, the article does not indicate that, but it does, you know, it talks about homes that rely on pit latrines or outside toilets. Homes that list their facilities as other, households, right? Households that list their facilities as other or no toilet facility at all. I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about it, but we, God spare life, we'll have time, because this is a very interesting conversation. Because remember, a part of the reason why Perry Christie lost his seat is because the people them say, man, you is the leader of the government, and your constituency have so much outside toilet, missing the point that he don't own the property. Anyway, we get to that on another day. Here's a text. Miss Erin, I miss your traffic talk. If you did any, you won't believe one driver didn't overtake on Prospect Ridge, top of the hill, round the bend. I said, what the H-E double hockey sticks? Yeah, man, they out here risking people's lives, knowing that you can't afford to go to doctor's hospital. Says, excellent talk show. They're good contributors to all natural issues, and they deserve recognition. Let's honor our good brothers and sisters who are nation builders. Happy, joyous, blessed Independence, Bahamas, from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah, 2026. Miss Green, put that officer by Gladstone Road and JFK Roundabout by Lakeview Graveyard. One is badly needed there for morning and afternoon traffic. There is a space for force and aggression. The key is understanding when you have the authority to use that force. As one, Aaron, there's a case in the paper the other day in which a female officer was physically harmed and brutally beaten by a senior officer in a station. She was awarded some $50,000 plus. The question is, was this officer fired? And if he did this to soft and tender female officer, what would he do to a civilian? Yeah, these are very important questions. We can get to that next week. Good morning, Miss Green. Whatever happened to the viral video of police opposite the cruise ship terminal? Slapper. Ooh. I can try find that video. Can you send me the link for the Guardian Radio app? Go to guardiantalkradio.com or go to the Play Store and download the app from the Play Store. Search Guardian Talk Radio. Get it right there. This summer, good day, Dr. Green. Most of the disrespectful behavior is brought to you by the illegals who shifted to come in from boat and now plane. Texter. This is not about embarrassing Bahamians or migrants. All we got to do for this independence is take a real look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what are we contributing to the country? And if we increase our positive contribution by just 5%, this whole country could change. And we got to do it because the Bahamians in the diaspora working with us, they won't come home too, you know. They won't come home. Let's make it a home to come home to. Y'all have a great day. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's hold space for each other today and every day.
Get my brother up and go out there. Get the DJ play some make things great. From the island, I ain't from no state. I come and know it ain't no place like home.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.